Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
So it's Andrea or Andrea?
Andrea.
Andrea.
My Australian pronunciation.
It's Andrea.
So it's recording.
All right. Welcome to SBS Melbourne, Andrea San Diego, Miss Kembot.
Miss Kembot, that's me.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So Andrea, ikaw ay nagtuturo ng sayaw. So you teach dance.
Yeah.
In Melbourne.
Yes.
Bata ka pa lang ba, alam mo na na gusto mong maging dancer?
I think growing up in the Philippines, it wasn't really a thing that you do, like to be a backup dancer unless you're a celebrity. Actually, my mom, when I was little, she would make me audition to go to like Itbulaga or something. So maybe, but it wasn't like a real job.
For fun.
Yeah, it was for fun and it was just something that we did, or, you know, like it's really common in the Philippines to go to like a beauty contest or a pageant. And my mum took me to a lot of them. So those were the things that I guess I was doing, but it was never like dance teaching, because it's not really a common Filipino job to have that.
So you mentioned mo beauty pageant,
yes,
at saka mga audition.
Yes.
So bata ka pa lang, sinasaba ka na ng mami mo sa yung mga Little Miss Philippines.
Yes, oh. Yes. I was Miss Thailand in my...
Miss Thailand?
Miss Thailand in elementary school, because we had like different... It was like Miss Universe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I was Miss Thailand and I had this golden crown and I don't know what she put me in.
So, nung bata ka, mahilig ka na sa dress-ups?
Yes, yes. I think that was like mine and my mom's like thing to do, and like the talent show, like she would dress me up and I would just like, you know, just be there.
So from a young age, alam mong performer ka na.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. And I remember my mom saying, she always says this, that I would, when I was little, she would put me on a table and I would just start dancing in front of everyone and I would start collecting money. And she would collect money. Yeah, I've always just danced.
So ito yung nasa Pilipinas ka nung nasa Bulacan kayo.
Yes, yes, yes.
So lumipat ka dito when you were...
I was 11 with my family. And we moved to Echuca.
Regional Victoria.
Very regional Victoria.
Kamusta yung buhay doon? Growing up, na-miss mo ba yung mga dance contest, yung mga fiesta?
Yeah, definitely. Because when we moved to Echuca, we moved out of town. And there was, you know, already barely any Filipinos back then, 16 years ago. So there was no one to kind of like talk to. And coming from the Philippines, you know, my cousins or my neighbors and my auntie and my Lola, they were all right next to me. And if mum and dad are at work, we would just go to someone's house and, you know, ask for some coffee and rice. And that was our lunch. But it was completely different when we moved to Echuca. I guess I was lucky because I ended up doing after school dance. And that kept me, I guess, connected with dancing. But in terms of, like, the social side of things, it was not the same. It was completely different from what I was used to in the Philippines.
Ano yung ibig mo sabihin?
Like, I would always be, like, playing with my friends when I was younger in the Philippines. You know, my cousins were always, they were always playing on the street. You can always grab someone and play. But when we moved to Echuca, we didn't have any neighbors because we were living in a farm.
Ah, so mga baka, babu,
yes,
yun yung,
yes,
friends mo.
Yes, that were the stinky cows. So that was a complete just change of environment. And that was, I think, was kind of like the biggest shock. Like coming to Australia, it was just being cut off from a lot of the social side of it.
So, sabi mo, meron kang after school dance.
Yep.
Did that help you a lot to cope?
Yes, definitely. And I think because when I moved to Australia, I didn't know that much English. Or, you know, when you learn in elementary school, it was like, oh, what is the English of this? And then you would say in Tagalog. So I didn't, I wasn't fluent in things. I just knew of some words, but I couldn't
put them together.
I couldn't put them together and I couldn't have a conversation. So doing the after school dance, because we weren't really talking, I could just like move it or like dance, and it was something that I really, really worked hard at because that felt quite like home for me to like do dancing, even if I was if I didn't understand what was going on around me, I can kind of just dance to the music.
So kailan mo na realize na magaling ka sumayaw? Kasi sa Philippines, lahat sumasayaw, di ba?
I know.
It doesn't matter if you're good or not.
Yeah.
Pero sasayaw ka, especially pag may party.
Yes.
Tapos bata ka, papasayawin ka ng nanay mo, ng tatay mo. Mm-hmm, and then you're like, ang galing-galing ni Andrea.
Yeah.
Pero kasi nanay at tatay mo yun.
Yeah. So, I guess when I was younger as well, I would just like hit the spaghetti and everyone would like to just, I guess, see me dance. Or like when we would have school contest in the Philippines, you know, I would always like be there and they would always just comment on it. And I think back then I was just like, oh, I think that's pretty fun. But in Australia, when I would go to the studio dance, I don't know, I was always picked, you know, to be at the front or like do extra dances. And I did vet dance as a subject in like for my VCE. And yeah, I scored pretty highly there. So that was like the textbook, like good, like marker. But when I was younger, I loved the vibe that people were giving me.
So, na-mention mo yung spaghetti. So, nung bata ka yun yung uso na yung sayaw, yung spaghetti, pataas, pababa.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It was like Sex Bomb Girls. You know, it was just that, all of the classic karaoke songs, Toto y Bibo, like me and my Lola would always just dance. And, you know, when we were watching, what is it? Do you know the show with Willie Revilliam?
Wawawi.
That was her favorite show. So all of kind of like the theme songs in like the Filipino like daytime TV, that's what we would just dance to all the time.
And then fast forward, yes. Big Unica.
Yes.
You finished a degree in environmental engineering. Wow.
It's a dream to have, you know, like for Filipino parents to have an engineer in the family. And that's, you know, that comes from like my dad's family as well. Like my auntie, who I always looked up to, she became an engineer. So, I mean, I did that and I loved it. I guess I just didn't love like sitting at a desk all day for 8 hours, and I just wanted to dance.
So, natapos mo?
Yes.
Yung environmental engineering?
Yeah.
Nagtrabaho ka?
Yeah.
Anong nangyari? Yun mo, 3 years ng buhay mo plus 2 years sa high school, you devoted your time para towards the path na maging environmental engineer. So sabi mong 5 years ng buhay mo. And then?
Dance teaching. Kembot.
What happened? Did you lose interest or did you decide this is too boring for me or this is too... What happened?
I guess like when I was doing my engineering degree, I took my time to decide that that's what I wanted to do. And during that time, I was doing a lot of internships at different places. I worked at a gold mine. I worked at like a waste management place, and I worked in land contamination, and I worked at water treatment. So I had a taste of what it would be like to work in these places. And like during that time, while I was like studying at the same time, I was like, I don't know if I like this. So I would move on to the next, and I'm like, I don't know if I like this. And then after uni, I managed to get a full-time job at a water treatment company. And it had a lot of, growth opportunities. Like, it was amazing. But I think just coming to work for 8 hours a day, it just didn't feel right. And this was around the time when I started being more into the street dance community in Melbourne. And I was like, this feels good, this feels right, and this makes me happy. So I found, coming to work, I just didn't like doing that anymore. But when I went to dance, I'm like, this feels really good. So after, 5 months, I was like, well,
not enough Kembot at work.
Not enough Kembot at work. Not enough moving at work.
So was it hard, or was it like you woke up one day, ayoko na?
It was really hard. It was really hard. Because there was a lot of things, you know, like I wanted to make my mom and dad proud because I'd gone through uni for so long, you know, to have an engineer at my graduation. They're really, really excited because I'm the first in our family to go to uni.
And they bought lechon for you?
Almost. Where did we go? We actually went to a Filipino restaurant and it was really yummy. Yeah.
And so first person to finish university.
Yes.
Engineer.
Yes.
And then you tell them. What did they say? You wanted to pursue something else.
I wanted to pursue something else. Well, I actually told them, I said, look, I think my job's just not making me happy. And they said, if it's not making you happy, then don't do it. And I was like, oh, gosh, okay.
All right. That was easy.
Yeah, that was easy. Like, what am I going to do? Like, when I finished my degree, I had no idea what I was going to do. I didn't know that I was going to do Kembot. I just knew that I needed to just stop because I just was not happy doing it. But I think for them, yeah, they just wanted me to just do whatever I wanted to do and just be happy. And I think being in Australia, it gives you a lot of opportunities, not like, you know, in the Philippines.
You're limited, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the financial aspect.
Exactly, yeah.
But you're also lucky that supportive yung mommy at daddy mo.
100%.
So, saan mo dadalin ang Kembot?
Oh, that's a great question. I think after the spaghetti pababa, after seeing the response from that, I realized that I would love to reach out to a lot more Filipinos in Melbourne or in Victoria or Australia and kind of make them feel connected because I didn't really get to have that when I was growing up here, especially, you know, as a child. Like, it would have been really good to feel like I still have that community because I guess sometimes I think that the Australian definition of community is different to the Filipino definition of community.
Maraming salamat, Andrea San Diego, Miss Kembot, at Ms. hanggang Kembot. Sa susunod na Kembot.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.